Was it like deja vu? I guess so, a little bit. I mean, reference to, having the same type of cover, same type of throw, same type of catch and run. I guess it's a little bit like deja vu. Yeah, why not? I felt like we were reading each other well. I felt like, prior to that slant pattern that he missed me on, we were completing the football. We were doing some good things, myself with a couple other receivers as well. Martellus had some crucial catches as well. So I think we were on the same page. It's just certain times he was a little shorter, a little far on a pass or two. But, we clicked at the right time, and we read the coverage the same way, and it was a good feeling. I don't know until I'm about mid route. I think it was a matter of seeing it before the snap and having an idea of what it is, and then as soon as the ball is snapped and I'm about 5 or 6 steps into the route, it really declares itself, and then that's when I make my read. Yeah, man. I mean, with our offense and with Eli at the helm, we're never really too worried. We know that. No matter what situation we're in, no matter how many points we need or field goal, I think we know that we have the confidence that we can do it. We can get ourselves in the right position to kick a field goal. We can get ourselves in position for a touchdown. So, we just have a lot of confidence in each other and in Eli, and I think it shows on the field. As I was going vertical, I just saw that the safeties were wide and they were outside of the numbers, and I saw the middle of the field wide open. So I just took it. I just kept going vertical, and Eli saw it the same way.
Were you surprised that they tried to play you to the outside since you guys still had 3 timeouts?
A little bit, but in this game, nothing can surprise you. You just gotta read what you see in front of you and react. What position is that? Being behind. Most definitely. I mean, I think all of our receivers pride ourselves in that. But, me personally, I love being in that position. I feel like whenever I get the ball in my hands, I want to do some good things and some great things with it. So anytime we get in that position, I want to be the one to make the big catch or to make the winning touchdown.
Will you get an early call? Do you feel like he's coming to you?
I mean, you never know. In this offense, man, no matter what the coverage is, Eli can go to whoever's open. So once I heard the coverage, once I heard the play, and then I, lined up and I kind of saw pre-snap what the coverage was going to be, I had a little bit of an idea, but I just had to execute the route and react to what I saw in front of me.
On previous touchdowns like that, you said you'd sneak up and take a look at the big screen to see if anyone was chasing you. Did you do it this time?
I definitely did. As soon as I caught it, I peeked up there That's kind of why I veered to the right a little bit. I saw the inside guy trying to dive at my leg, so I veered to the right, it didn't look like they were too close, so it was a good feeling.
Victor, early when it seems like you and Eli aren't getting to do well early, you the quarterback who wore the postseason saying, listen, this is what you got to do. How much did you tell him throughout the game, what he needs to do to get you the ball late and obviously get to that touchdown?
Not much. I mean, as an offense, we do a good job of going back, looking at the cards and looking at the defense that we're getting and being able to react off that. And this offense, there's so many different ways to get open throughout different coverages. So we understood that, and we understood that you just had to keep plugging away and keep understanding what you're seeing out there and keep making the right reads. And it went down to the very end, and we finally started clicking. It was pretty emotional for us on the sideline. It was, it was definitely some hooting and hollering going on, understanding that we needed this victory. And as an offense, we needed this bad. And we went out there and we proved it. We went out there and proved, us getting the football, driving it down the field, on previous drives and things like that. So it was definitely an emotional game for us, but we came out victorious. It's huge for us. Anytime those guys are healthy and providing an extra weapon out there is definitely great, and especially Hakeem, a guy who's been battling some injuries the last couple of weeks. It was good to see him out there with some bursts, and he was catching the football well, so it was definitely good to see. And Martellus is just, he hasn't been having the kind of grabs the past couple of weeks, but he knew his time comes, and when we need him, he definitely comes to play. So today was one of those days, and he really performed for us. They both did.
A lot of people are going to be marveling at RG3 in this
Most definitely. I mean, Eli, you know, I've said it before, he never wavers. He's never distraught out there. He's never panicking. He's always calm. He understands what he has in front of him, and he's going to go out there and read each defense differently and make the right reads and make the right throws. I know a little bit today through a couple of interceptions, but he kept plugging away, man, and we were behind him 100%, and you know, it showed down to the wire.
Thank you.